Hello, beautiful. This is Reverend Jennifer Hadley, and the recording you're about to listen to is part of the Living A Course in Miracles teleclass. Our intention in offering this class is to give you clear tools and practices that you can use to align with love every day in every area of your life. No one can do your healing for you. You must decide to choose love in every moment to the very best of your ability. Remember, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. Intend to live a miraculous life of love and share the benefits of your healing and your expansion with everyone because you're one with them. Please pause the recording before the class starts and write down your intention in listening to the class. Partner up with your own higher Holy Spirit self. And please go to jenniferhadley.com for more tools and practical loving support every day. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the class. Welcome to Living A Course in Miracles. And I am Jennifer Hadley. I'm so happy to be your host for these beautiful classes. And today our class is Radical Transformation Inside and Out. Colin Tipping gave a beautiful class to us yesterday. And today I'm going to do what we call the homework class. So that's a more practical application. No, Colin was very practical yesterday in helping us to have radical transformation with his worksheet. And I am going to invite everyone to place their hand on their heart as I am doing, as we turn within and I speak a word of prayer for us. Taking a breath of love and gratitude, so grateful and so thankful that the love of God is all that there is. It's all that we are. It's our true nature and our true identity. We are grateful and thankful to remember and recognize our true nature is already perfect, whole, and complete. We're already as holy can be. This is the truth of our being. So grateful and so thankful to open ourselves to an unprecedented healing. We partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self here and now for a class of healing. We are dedicating ourselves to a deep and profound listening to the Holy Spirit. We're listening to the higher self. We're listening to the mighty I Am presence, speaking in our heart and in our mind, guiding us to radical transformation. We are willing to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We are grateful to allow ourselves to place on the altar everything that is a block to love, every hindrance, every investment in guilt, blame, shame, regret, resentment, jealousy, hurt, anger, all that does not serve our walk of love. We give it to the Holy Spirit right now to do the heavy lifting. We are truly grateful and thankful to allow ourselves to know the freedom that is our natural state. We are grateful to share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone because we are one with them. In gratitude, we allow the healing to be. By grace, the healing happens. It happens now. No delay. We accept it now. In gratitude, we let it be. And so it is. Amen. 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 Yes, we're off and running. So, radical transformation. Let's look at this in relationship to the topic that the Holy Spirit gave us for the whole series, which is, the theme is, it's time to rise and shine. taking spiritual action. So it's time to rise and shine. We are the light. It's time for us to remember that, to recognize that, and to simply be the light that we are. And so in order to do that, we really have to give up any focus on the darkness. So one of the things that happens when we're in this transformation, and it's really in a very real sense, it's not transformation of our beingness, not at all. It's the transformation of our thought system, of where we place our attention, because we're already perfect, whole, and complete. We're already as holy can be. So we're really not transforming ourselves. We're transforming our view. What are we looking at? Because what we're looking with is pure spirit, and pure spirit cannot be made more pure. We're as pure as we can possibly be. We cannot be improved upon. We can't be improved upon. We can think that we can be improved upon, but in truth, we cannot be improved upon. And this is a key for us to understand and to remember. The truth that sets us free is that we cannot be improved upon. And nothing is lacking. We have no limitations. We are the light. And as I frequently say, you cannot affix anything to the light. You can't make light dirty or bad or wrong. Light is pure, perfect light already. And there's no way to degrade it, and there's nothing to improve. Light is light, and that's what we are. We are the light. So for our transformation, it's about remembering who we really are, what we really are, and letting go of all false identification. Now, in this transformation, one of the keys is for us to have trust and faith. Trust and faith. What causes the pain and the suffering that we experience in our life is that we're placing our trust and faith in the ego. That's the cause of all pain. It's placing our trust and faith in the ego. When we do that, we're lost. We're stumbling in the dark. We're out on our own. When we're putting our trust and faith in our opinions and our judgments in the ego, then we're definitely lost. But when we can place our trust and faith in love, in the spirit, then we come back to ourselves. Then we are truly found in spirit. And so that is not something many of us have got as our habit. Our habit is to put our trust and faith in our opinions, which cause our suffering. So it's really about replacing the old habit that is the cause of our suffering with what could seem like a new habit, but is really just our natural state, which is to place our trust and faith in love, in God. So the experts tell us that to form a new habit takes 28 days. It takes 28 days. Now, as all of us know who've been working the workbook, we can work the workbook for years, and some people have amazing transformation in a few months or a year or a couple of years, and some people work the workbook for decades and don't seem to have much transformation at all. And one of the things you can look at is, where do you put your trust and faith? So trust is the number one characteristic of the teachers of God. That's in the manual for teachers. Trust is the bedrock of everything else. So looking at that as the active point for us in our transformation, I think can be very helpful. So remember, it's time to rise and shine, taking spiritual action. Well, trusting and having faith is a form of spiritual action. And it's quite radical in a lot of ways. So in every moment, we are placing our trust and faith in something. In every single moment, we're putting our trust and faith. If you start paying attention, you'll realize that every time you're upset, it's because you're putting your trust and faith in your judgments, in your opinions, in your belief system, in your past, in your history, rather than placing your trust in the moment now. Every time you're worried or afraid, you're placing your trust in your experience of the past rather than placing your trust in love now. Every time you're upset. So you don't have to put your trust in the past. You can put your trust in love now and experience peace now. Now, the ego is not going to feel comfortable placing its trust in love. So that's one thing, is we know we're identified with the ego when we're upset. But when we're identified with the spirit, the only thing we'd like to do is place our trust in love. And then there's peace when we place our trust in love. One of the most transformative factors in our life is to really learn true forgiveness. So I talked quite a bit about true forgiveness in these classes and all the classes that I've done. But essentially, if you're listening for the very first time, true forgiveness is when you release your attachment to the meaning you made of things. When you release your opinion and your judgment about a situation, about a person, about a relationship, then that's true forgiveness. We often think that forgiveness is saying it's okay. We often say that forgiveness is really just saying, okay, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to stop thinking about this or feeling bothered about this. But that's not actually true forgiveness, not at all. True forgiveness is not making it real anymore. So, and this is one of the more challenging teachings of A Course in Miracles, is to really get that everything that we're experiencing in this world is an illusion. It's a projection of our minds. And so it's our attachment to the belief that this is real and that we want to keep it in our mind as though it's real. This is this belief in making everything in our experience real and solid and permanent. This is what causes so much of our pain and suffering. And so when we're angry and upset and hurt, it's a definite indication that we are making the things of this world real. And I know they seem so real. I know just as well as everybody else how much they seem like they're real. And we don't have to figure out how to stop feeling that everything in this world is real. We don't have to stop. We don't have to figure out how to understand that this is an illusion. We just have to be willing. The Holy Spirit will show it to us and help us know it in the precise way that we as individuals can best know and understand it if we're willing. So that's the key there. Our willingness, willingness is the key. Jimmy Twyman and I were talking about willingness is the key. And so true forgiveness is releasing the meaning we've made of things. It's our attachment to thinking what should have been, what could have been, what might have been. Those are the kinds of thoughts that are unforgiveness thoughts. And so practicing forgiveness is a moment-by-moment realization that I'm never upset for the reason I think, and I'm always upset when I think I know what things are for. So I don't actually know what anything is for until my mind is open enough to see beyond time and space and to see in all directions of time and space. Then I'll be able to know exactly what everything is for. Everything will make sense to me. And until I move into that place, I won't know what everything is for. So rather than judge everything, I'll just claim everything for my good. And I've gotten in the habit, and it's been deeply transformative to me, that when I encounter something that my personality says, whoa, that's not good, to say, wait a minute, everything works together for my good. I'm going to label this good too, even though it doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to put my trust and faith in the omnipresent, omniactive goodness of spirit operating in my life. I'm willing to see the good in it. And that becomes my goal. My goal is to see the good in everything, to accept the good in everything, and stop blocking my good. And that is a radical transformation of thinking. And this is one of the things that Spirit gave me to share today. So I'm looking at chapter 17, section 6, which is entitled Setting the Goal. So it says here, and it's the top of my page 367, it's paragraph 5. It says, truth comes of itself. If you experience peace, it is because the truth has come to you, and you will see the outcome truly. For deception cannot prevail against you. Truth comes of itself, and if you experience peace, it is because the truth has come to you, and you will see the outcome truly, for deception cannot prevail against you. All right. So when we're at peace, we're living in the truth. If we're not at peace, we're living in the false belief, false ideas, which means we're in judgments and opinions every single time. It's so simple. To be at peace, surrender all your judgments and opinions and live in accordance with the truth. So our brothers and sisters are the ones that can help us the most with radical transformation. That's why we did the class with Alan Cohen on happy, healed relationships, so that we can take our relationships and use them for what they are intended, to help us release our grip on our opinions and judgments so that the truth can re-enter our awareness and we value the truth. Now it says here, you will recognize the outcome because you are at peace. So the outcome of letting go of the false and standing in the truth, the outcome is our being at peace. And it says, here again, you see the opposite of the ego's way of looking. The Holy Spirit knows that the situation is as the goal determines it, and is experienced according to the goal. So one of the things the Course tells us that is incredibly helpful, reminding us, set your goal. Your goal is peace. Your goal is freedom. Your goal is clarity. Your goal is transcendence, rising above the battlefield. That's your goal. Now, think about your day. Just think about your day today. So far, has your goal been peace? Has your goal been transcendence? Has your goal been to know the truth? If we can set these goals for ourselves each day, it's going to make a huge difference. That's what the Course is telling us here, that your goal is where you're going to arrive at. Don't operate without a goal. It says, the Holy Spirit knows that the situation is as the goal determines it and is experienced according to the goal. So the situation is going to match your goal, and your experience of the situation is also going to match your goal. So just think about if you're operating in your life with a goal to try and manage and control things, right? To try and get abundance, to try and heal your relationships, to try and manipulate anyone or anything. There's a lot of people. I as a counselor, I've talked to I don't even know how many people, and with you know, thousands of people in my classes and talking with so many of them, and on retreats and things like that, I've talked with so many people. A lot of people have as their goals controlling and manipulating, but they don't really realize it. It's just that they think that, okay, my goal is this and this and this in my marriage, in my family, in my workplace, in my friendships with my children. These are my goals. And in order to get there, I'm going to have to control and manipulate things. I surely cannot allow spirit to work through me and as me and through and as every person in my life. No, that would be insane. I don't even know how to do that. That's what I hear from a lot of people, okay, who are not actually living these principles. They're trying to manage, control, and manipulate things. Or, in some cases, they've just settled for, this is the best I can do. I've just settled. I've given up trying to make it how I want it. I've just settled. I'm just managing and coping now. I'm really not trying to make anything happen anymore. I'm just managing and coping with what life dumped on me. Now, when we feel like life is just dumping on us, we don't have that goal. We don't have that goal of peace, harmony, beauty, truth, wisdom, clarity. When we are feeling like life is just dumping on us, we are not in that position that the Course recommends, that I think I was talking about this with Jimmy or maybe David Fishman about how the Course tells us you to say to God, to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus at the beginning of every day, you decide for me. We decide the goal, and the goal is enlightenment. It's awakening, or as the Course says, atonement. Atonement, as defined by the Course, is when we recognize that there never was a separation, there never will be a separation. There's only the unity and oneness. That's our goal, is to have our mind remember that truth. So having our goal is the peace of God, which will come with knowing there is no separation, never was a separation. When our goal is clear, everything in our life will line up with it. Now, why is that? Why, if our goal is peace, will everything in our life line up with it? And the answer is, because our mind is the mind of God. And there's no obstacle to us knowing and having and experiencing and being the very love of God, the very peace of God. There's not one obstacle in the whole universe that can stand when we set it as our goal. But if in our days, our goals, our primary goals, are to make things happen, to get the bills paid, to get the cancer healed, to, if I can just do this, if I can just do that, then I can think about these other things. Nope, it's not about that. It's about putting your goals, your God goals first, and letting everything reorganize around that. Now, the ego's not going to like that idea at all. The ego's going to go, oh, God, well, then what if I can't make my car payment? And what if spirit's got me quitting my job or leaving my family? And so the ego will start freaking out and just saying, danger, danger, danger. Do not go that crazy way. That is crazy, crazy, crazy. It's not crazy. Because spirit is going to lead us to the peace, to the joy, to the freedom, to the wisdom, to the prosperity, to the clarity. And prosperity is a spiritual quality of God. Abundance is a spiritual quality of God, right? They are not equated with material things in spirit. All needs are met in spirit. So I'm saying this because, as an experiment, what if you just made your goal to live a prosperous life, to live a harmonious life, to feel free at all times in all situations and circumstances? What if you made as your goal to be love, to be loving? So if we are truly allowing ourselves to make these our goals, everything in life is going to line up with them. So the ego will say, oh, well, gosh, what if I choose prosperity, abundance, wholeness, freedom, wisdom, clarity, but I'm not living the life I want because I want to be famous and I might not be famous, or I want to live in a particular place or have a particular lifestyle, and what if I can't have those things? Well, then can I feel the prosperity? Can I feel the joy? Can I feel the freedom if I'm living a different life than what I envision? It's a common thing for the ego to put up as a block to transformation. So one of the things that I've done a gazillion times in counseling sessions is people will come and say, here's what I want. I want this. I want that. It could be anything. It could be relationship, physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, prosperity, or a particular amount of money or a job or a career, whatever it is. They'll say, I want these things. And I understand that. I understand that too. However, when that's our goal, to make those things happen, when that's our primary goal, then what we're saying is, my goals are all false idols. My goals are all false idols. They're all things that I think are more important than my relationship with God. In order for me to be happy, I need these things. And we do that over and over and over again, even though we all know the things, the stuff, ain't gonna make us happy, no way, no how, except for a moment. So this is what I was talking about in the Living Without Fear classes, is that if we think that stuff is going to make us happy, and we get it, you know, like I say, I'll be happy when I have my spiritual espresso, and I'm holding my cup right here, right now. If you could see it, you would see my cup in my hand. Oh, I'll be happy when I have my spiritual espresso. Well, I have my spiritual espresso, so I ought to be happy, right? And if I have the love of God pre-installed and it's not making me happy, if I have the peace of God pre-installed and it's not making me happy, if I have the abundance and the prosperity and the wholeness and all the qualities of God as pre-installed, but I'm not happy, what it means is I'm not accessing them. I'm wanting something else externally to make me happy. And when I get it, oh, now I've got my cup. I see, I have my cup, so now I'm happy. I'm only going to be happy for a period of time if my happiness comes from having something in the world, or even having an experience in the world, even having a belief in the world. Oh, for a moment, I'm so happy because I really wanted to have this job, and now I have this job, right? And I'm so happy because I have this job. But then the next day, the company goes into bankruptcy and the job is over. Now I'm not happy anymore because I don't have the job. Whenever our happiness, our well-being is conditional, we're only going to have a temporary sense of happiness because simply this, for a moment, we think we have what we want and we've stopped wanting. It's the wanting, wanting, wanting that creates all this unhappiness. And all that wanting, wanting, needing, craving comes from our judgments and opinions that having the fullness of God pre-installed, the love, the peace, the joy, the wisdom, the clarity, the beauty, and accessing it is not enough to make us happy. That's an opinion, that's a judgment. So seek first the kingdom, which is within, and all else will be added unto you, including your complete joy and happiness with things just as they are. So the most radical transformation that we can participate in is transforming that needing, wanting, craving, and having instead the goal of peace, the goal of joy. Now, one of the keys to having peace and joy is, and there's no way around this, folks, there's just no way around it, it's loving ourselves free. It's loving ourselves. There's just no way around it. If we do not love ourselves, we will not experience the love, the joy, the freedom, the wisdom, the clarity, the peace, the harmony, the abundance, the prosperity, and the all good of God. It will all remain elusive. So what the Course is telling us here, and take a sip while I have my cup here. What the Course is telling us here, the Holy Spirit knows that the situation is as the goal determines it and is experienced according to the goal. So what we're looking at here is that everything aligns with our goals because our mind is the mind of God. The mind of God never sleeps. So if our attention is on needing and wanting and craving, then what our attention is actually on is lack and limitation. And so when we're needing, wanting, craving, we're affirming that we don't have. And then we're in that lack and limitation feeling that is so painful. And it's so painful because it's not true. Whenever we're in pain, whatever we're believing is not true. We are these incredibly sensitive, energetic beings that any time we allow ourselves to entertain and believe thoughts that aren't true, we're going to suffer. Because it's not our nature. Our mind is the mind of God. Our heart is the heart of God. Our life is the life of God. Our hands are the hands of God in this world. And so whenever we're entertaining things that aren't true, we're going to feel disturbed, upset, annoyed, frightened, jealous, angry, hurt, resentful, regretful, guilty, ashamed. All these negative feelings are an indicator that we're not energizing the goal of peace, and we're believing things that aren't true. So it goes on to say here, we're again in chapter 17, section 6, which is called Setting the Goal, and it says, the goal of truth requires faith. So I'm coming back to the trust and faith now. The goal of truth requires faith. Faith is implicit in the acceptance of the Holy Spirit's purpose. And this faith is all-inclusive. So we accept the Holy Spirit's purpose. Our purpose in this world, according to the Course, is to forgive. Our purpose is to know the truth. Our purpose is to love without conditions. That's our purpose. Forgiveness is love without conditions, because unforgiveness is conditions. So placing our faith and trust in the Holy Spirit, we will be led and guided to the goal of peace, of truth, of love, of abundance, of prosperity. So faith is implicit in the acceptance of the Holy Spirit's purpose, and this faith is all-inclusive. Where the goal of truth is set, there faith must be. So when we set the goal, of truth, of peace, of love, of harmony, of being aligned with our true identity, which is these spiritual qualities. Course in Miracles calls them the great rays. When our course is set, our goal is set with the Holy Spirit, and we are saying, truth is my goal. Remember, truth is freedom. Truth and freedom is love. Freedom is prosperity. All these spiritual qualities are all intertwined. So when our goal is truth, faith must be there. Because faith is that knowing that's underneath all the beliefs. Now, that might sound a bit strange, but one of the ways that I have found this most helpful to explain to people is, if you think about it in terms of karma, that our karma from previous incarnation, let's say in a previous incarnation, you were really cruel to your children. And then in this lifetime, maybe you had a parent who was cruel, and you had an opportunity to experience what it's like to have a parent who's cruel to their children, so that you will decide never to do that again. And through forgiving your parent who's been cruel to you, you forgive yourself for being cruel to your children, because there's only one. So everyone in this dream, everyone in this illusion has come to play a role for you, and you for them. And they are showing up just as you wish they would be, right? This is the responsibility for sight. I am responsible for everything I see, and everything is just as I wish it would be. And it's realizing that everyone who is playing the role perfectly designed to help you forgive yourself for the past. So if you think of Jesus's great prayer, the Lord's Prayer, we forgive our debts and our debtors. We forgive our trespasses and our trespassers. We forgive everything. 70 times 70. Infinite forgiveness. Why? Because there's only one. We're only forgiving ourselves. It looks like there's many, but there's just the one. Just that one. So when we accept the Holy Spirit's goal of truth, of peace, of love, of perfection, of wholeness, of harmony, faith must be there. Because why would we set a goal that we couldn't possibly attain? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. You think of people and their bucket list, right? I've got friends who've got bucket lists. They don't put things on their bucket list that they don't, it's not a goal. Of course it's a goal. That's why it's on their bucket list. And people have on their bucket list, sorry about that, people have on their bucket list things that they have some faith that they'd like to accomplish. Now, some people will make a bucket list and it's really just a fantasy list. It's not a true bucket list. My friends who've created a bucket list, these are things that they are intending to do. These are goals that they have. That's the whole nature of a bucket list, right? It's the things that you intend to do before you kick the bucket. That's the bucket list. Now, some people might say, well, my bucket list is a wish list. That's a different list. That's not a bucket list. It's a wish list. So I think it's important to understand that when you are setting a goal, you have intention around it. If you have intention around it, you have faith. You have faith that it could happen. You have a belief in that it could happen. You have some trust in life, in spirit, in yourself, that it can come to pass. So where there is a goal, there is some faith. So putting your attention on the goal is a critical piece of transformation. One of the things I do in two of my classes. So I have my 7-week spiritual boot camp class, my Finding Freedom class. And actually, I'll tell you about that in Saturday's class. I'll give some time to that. And I also have my year-long class called Masterful Living Course. And in those two classes, one of the key things that we do is we write a contract with ourself, with our higher Holy Spirit self. And in that contract, we have an aspiration, which is like a goal. It's, I aspire to be peaceful at all times in all situations. We also have intentions that support that aspiration. So my intention is to be a loving presence in my family. My intention is to be a leader in my workplace. My goal might be to quit smoking, or my goal is to invest in my 401k or something like that. But so we have aspiration, intention, and goals in our contract, in my Finding Freedom course and in my Masterful Living course. And reading those contracts every day is one of the powerful tools that people have that they can employ to keep their attention on what it is they'd like to experience. And the people that read their contract in the morning and in the evening are really putting their attention on it, and they are, across the board, they are far more successful at seeing their contract, their goal, their intention, their aspiration realized. So one of the things I can say is I've been teaching these classes for many years, and I've worked with thousands of people, and I have seen incredible transformation of people's lives, their families, their workplace, and I've definitely seen it in my life. And it comes from setting a high goal, the goal of peace, the goal of truth. That's a high goal. And I'll give you an example. I went earlier this year, I went for an Ayurvedic consultation with an Ayurvedic practitioner. And I had to fill out a form. What were my goals with seeing this Ayurvedic practitioner? What were some of the things I hoped to learn about or to receive from the consultation? And they had a checklist of things like mental clarity, emotional stability, weight loss. I don't remember what they all were now. Healing from disease, different kinds of things like that. And so I looked at all that and I said, well, my goal is to attain enlightenment. So I put that down. And somebody might think, well, how is your seeing an Ayurvedic consultant and looking at your pulses and your tongue and your eyes and your skin and your diet and your sleep patterns and all those things going to help you attain enlightenment? Well, let's find out. Let's find out. That's my goal. That's my goal. So am I interested in being healthy? Yes, I am. Why? Because I do not wish to be distracted from attaining enlightenment. Am I interested in being prosperous and abundant? Yes, I am, because I do not wish to be distracted from attaining enlightenment. I'd like to know that my bills are paid and I don't have to worry about that. Do I have as a goal attaining great wealth? Well, I do for the ministry, absolutely, because the more wealth the ministry has, the more it can create free classes and free apps and all kinds of systems in place to support spiritual seekers around the world. So that is definitely a goal. But all my other goals go under the umbrella of attaining enlightenment. I put that goal first. Now, I'm not saying that I don't get distracted, and in the moment, my goal is to chillax and watch a movie. That's my temporary goal, we could say in the moment, but it still comes under the umbrella of attaining enlightenment. So I'm real clear that having that strong goal, everything will align with it. That's what I see happening in my life, is the more clear I am about this goal of attaining enlightenment, the more everything in my life arranges itself to support that. So you see, this is about really holding in your mind what it is you truly desire, because your mind is the mind of God. And because your mind is the mind of God, it is always saying yes, because it's the creative force in the universe. It doesn't know how to say no. It only says yes, yes, yes. And so we can put our attention on lack and limitation, and the universe will say, okay, here's what that looks like. It will say yes, yes, yes to showing you what lack and limitation look like. You can put your attention on feeling ashamed, on feeling guilty, on feeling not enough, and the universe will arrange itself and send people knocking on your door to show you what all of that magnetizes to you, because like attracts like. So when you look around your life, if you can see what it is that you really enjoy in your life, you really like it, make a list of those things. Really, I'm talking about taking a personal inventory. Look around your life and make a gratitude list of everything that you can readily and easily see that you are grateful for, that you appreciate, that you would like to keep investing in day after day after day after day. And then also make a list of the things that you see when you look around your life that aren't fulfilling, that aren't enjoyable, that aren't happy-making, and make the decision not to invest in them anymore. Now, you might look around your life and see, oh, you have illness, or your loved one has illness, and you think, well, how am I going to stop investing in that? Those are the facts of my life. How do I stop investing in that? Here's the thing. I say this all the time. When we're trying to figure out how to understand something or how to make it happen, we're with the ego. We're aligned with the ego. We're aligned with a false identity that really can't make anything happen. Nothing worthwhile, anyway. So instead of trying to figure out how to offload what we don't like, put your attention on what you do like, whether it's already manifesting or not. So you can put your attention on a realization of the truth. You can put your attention on being the peace. And despite all the circumstances of your life, no matter how dreadful they seem to be in the moment, you can still have peace. If you'd like to have peace, you can still have peace regardless of the circumstances, because peace is not conditional. Love is not conditional. Peace is not conditional. Prosperity and abundance are not conditional. I've known many people in my life that were struggling financially that had spiritual ahas, and abundance began to flow in their life out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. So we make all these thoughts and decisions about this life according to our goals. Set a higher goal. If you'd like your life to be transformed, if you'd like your mind to be transformed, if you'd like your finances and your relationships and your body to be transformed, set a high spiritual goal and give the heavy lifting to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit do all the work of figuring it out. So that's what it says here, that where the goal of truth is set, there faith must be. The Holy Spirit sees the situation as a whole. The goal establishes the fact that everyone involved in it will play his part in its accomplishment. The goal establishes the fact that everyone involved in the goal will play his part in its his accomplishment of the goal. This is the teaching. This is the truth. Think of that. The goal. I'm going to just break it down and add a few words here to help it be a little more clear to us. The Holy Spirit sees the situation as a whole, whereas the personality, the ego, sees it in parts. It's fractured. It's in parts. This is interdependent on that. You know, my abundance and prosperity depends on my getting a raise from my boss or creating a secondary stream of income, reducing my expenses. My healing this cancer depends upon finding the right treatment and the right doctor and blah, blah, blah. And my losing the weight depends on my exercise program and this and that. This is how the ego always operates. Everything in the ego's mind is conditional. In spirit, nothing is conditional. Not one thing. Not one thing. That's why it says in the fear and conflict section that thought combined with belief is a power that can literally move mountains. Because our mind is the mind of God. What's our goal? What are we entertaining in the mind of God? In the mind of the Creator, what are we placing? Are we placing thoughts of worry, thoughts of not enough, thoughts of they're better than I am, the thoughts of they won't love me unless this? Conditions, 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 conditions. That's what the ego is always focused on, the conditional. But the spirit doesn't know from the conditional. So this is what it says. The Holy Spirit sees your life, your situation as a whole. The goal, your goal, the goal of truth establishes the fact that everyone involved in the goal, in your life, will play his part in the accomplishment of the goal in your life. This is inevitable. No one will fail in anything as long as the goal is a spiritual goal. Truth, love, beauty, wisdom, freedom, knowing the spiritual qualities of life are our natural state, are our true essence. No one will fail in anything. Accepting that, living as though it were true, being willing to have the Holy Spirit show us that it is true, we cannot fail. The goal is inevitable. So why would we dally or wait or tarry in the past? Going over the past. Going over the past has nothing to do with a realization of the truth now. Being angry, upset, annoyed, frightened, irritated, upset by the past has nothing to do with being a loving presence now. Going over the upsets and the hurts and living in the regrets and the resentments and the shame and the blame of the past has nothing to do with healing now. We can give it all to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will organize everything to meet the goal if we will let it. That's the thing. Will you let yourself be transformed? Will you let your mind be transformed? Will you allow the Holy Spirit full access? So Jesus tells us in the Course, begin each day with, you decide for me. You decide for me. And he says that his life was transformed, his human experience life was transformed because he began to listen only to that one voice. And every other belief in a problem fell away. He had the one goal and the one voice. Now, the only reason people don't want to do that is they like thinking that they can control what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. They really, really like thinking that thought. And so they get trapped in the hamster wheel of trying to make things happening, and then they're wanting and needing and craving because they think that this goal equals that outcome. So the goal of having enough money in the bank equals security. But it doesn't. We could look at all the people that have put their life savings into retirement funds only to have it all stolen from them. But if their goal was to be secure in the love of God, they could attain that goal. And secure is secure, without fear, without worry, without doubt. This is the transformation of our mind. Now it says here, no one will fail in anything. This seems to ask for faith beyond you and beyond what you can give. Yet, this is so only from the viewpoint of the ego, for the ego believes in solving conflict through fragmentation and does not perceive the situation as a whole. God, I love this. It says, therefore, it seeks to split off segments of the situation and deal with them separately, for it has faith in separation and not in wholeness. So the ego's always going to try and get this little piece of the puzzle to go right or go well, thinking that will lead to some happiness. It does not know how to look at the whole. But the spirit only approaches the whole because it doesn't believe in separation. So as long as we're trying to make some aspect of our life go well, thinking that will make us feel happy or free or prosperous or whole, we've lost our mind. We've lost the big picture. It says, confronted with any aspect of the situation that seems to be difficult, the ego will attempt to take this aspect elsewhere and resolve it there, and it will seem to be successful, except that this attempt conflicts with unity and must obscure the goal of truth. And peace will not be experienced except in fantasy, right? So that's one of the things that the ego does, is it looks to resolve things in the future. If this, then that. It's all in the future. It's not happening now. It's in the future. If this, then that. That's how the ego mind works. It says, truth has not come because faith has been denied, being withheld from where it rightfully belonged. Thus do you lose the understanding of the situation the goal of truth would bring. For fantasy solutions bring but the illusion of experience, and the illusion of peace is not the condition in which truth can enter. So again, it's talking about trading illusions for peace, trading illusions of happiness for actual happiness. So the most radical transformation that we can bring forth is to make the goal of our whole life the holiness, the wholeness, and releasing the sense of separation. And the great thing is, we don't have to figure out how to have a healing. We don't have to figure out how. We allow the Holy Spirit to do the heavy lifting. So making our goal, waking up, making our goal to know the peace of God, to know the truth, making our goal to find the kingdom within, to live the kingdom within, and to accept everything being added unto us, and having this goal realized now, without delay. The Holy Spirit will organize everything for us. And this is what I see more and more in my life, is that keeping my eye focused on the goal, the prize, then everything aligns itself for me. And I don't have to figure out the pieces, because the Holy Spirit is my higher self. It is the mighty I Am presence. The Holy Spirit is the guardian angel. The Holy Spirit is that company of heaven. It is the knower who knows. And it can and will organize everything for our good if we allow it. So in lesson 135, it says, what could you not accept if you but knew that all situations, circumstances, and occurrences were gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good? So having that goal, we can accept that the Holy Spirit is looking at our life as the whole, and looking at the whole of the sonship, which is all of humanity, looking at the entire picture, and the highest and best for anyone is the highest and best for everyone, because we're all one. There is no separation. Since there's no separation, how could it ever be that the highest and best for me would not be the highest and best for you? It's just not possible. It's a complete fabrication. It's a fantasy. It's an illusion. It's a delusion to think that someone else could have your good, or that the highest and best for someone else would mean misery for you. That's just a complete delusion. So we set as our goal to be at peace, to be the truth, to be truly helpful, to be a beneficial presence, to be in tune with spirit. However it's best articulated for you, so that you feel comfortable affirming it day in and day out, and then just watch the Holy Spirit organize it for you. So it's putting faith in the Holy Spirit to see the whole picture of your life and everybody else's life, your experience and everyone else's experience, and to bring forth that goal. Any other goal, any goal in this world that we have, that we place above it, where it's a false idol. It's a false idol. And so then we're going to create a learning experience. When we have a false idol, we're going to create a learning experience so that we can remember not to have any false idols. Because if we're going to have a false idol, then we're not going to have an experience of the truth, because we're interested in falsehood, in fantasy, in the meaning that we made of things projected out into the world. Golly gee, radical transformation. This is such a radical transformation. And by the renewing of our mind and setting that one goal, we're going to liberate all humanity. How can we not, when all minds are joined together? So at a time when we're seeing catastrophes, earthquakes and hurricanes and floods in this world, at a time when we're seeing all kinds of horrific acts of terrorism, at a time when we're seeing insane political situations in many countries, not just the United States, when all of this is happening on the world stage, now more than ever, it's time for us to rise and shine and make the decision to take spiritual action through transforming our goal and holding that goal with faith, in faith, putting the trust in the Holy Spirit. And there will be many times when we'll look at the world or our situations and circumstances and say, oh boy, I don't know, this isn't looking so good. And that's the time to say, get thee behind me, to the ego. You know, ministerial school, when I was in ministerial school, I had the good fortune of having Bible classes with Rocco Errico, who is a scholar, a biblical scholar. One of the things he taught me was that in the teachings of Jesus, when he talks about saying to Satan, get thee behind me. In other words, you're in my past. You're not part of my present. You're not part of my future. And that Satan is actually better understood as, rather than a devil being, It's crazy thinking, ego thinking. So ego thinking, get thee behind me. You're in my past. You're not a part of my present. You're not a part of my future. You're not a part of my life, which is now. So you're the past. All crazy thinking is of the past. It's not of the present or the presence. It's not part of my choice now. So when the crazy thinking comes in, remember, it's not coming in because you've made a mistake. It's not coming in because you're bad or wrong, or you'll never be good enough, or there's something wrong with you, or you're spiritually stupid and you're never going to get it. None of that is true. When these things come in, the crazy thinking, the ego crazy thinking comes in, it's because it's your opportunity to have a healing, to have transformation. It's coming up into your awareness so you can choose again. That's one of the primary parts of the Course in Miracles teaching, is everything that's coming up for healing is our opportunity to choose again. Because in the past, we chose the ego. Now it's coming back again. It's repeating. So this time we can choose to give it to the Holy Spirit, to choose love. We're choosing love. And it's not enough to just say, I'm choosing love. We have to actually choose love, which means we love ourselves regardless of what's going on. We do not judge. We can't be loving and be judging at the same time. We have to choose either the ego's judgments and opinions or the love of God. So this is a radical transformation in our approach to our life. It's radical healing, and it's healing on every level. It's going to come right up through your whole life and change everything. Everything, everything, everything. Because that's what wholeness is. It's whole transformation. And you know what? Healing does not take time. That is an illusion. Healing, total healing, can happen fully and completely right here, right now. Yes. So that's what we're going for. I'm going to close this out with a prayer here in a moment. A reminder that we have one more class left in this series. That's the Saturday class. And I'm just listening to the spirit here. So one of the things I'd like to remind you of is we have a lot of free classes at livingacourseofmiracles.com and a lot at jenniferhadley.com. We also have 200, as of this week, 260 episodes of my A Course in Miracles radio show. And so all these things are free. There's a lot of free things in the events page at jenniferhadley.com. One of the main issues that keeps people from living the life that they would like is that they need to do self-forgiveness work. It may look like they need to forgive others, but it's actually themselves they need to forgive. And that's why I have a free forgiveness workshop on the homepage at jenniferhadley.com. It's called How to Get Over It. And it's free. And one of the things I invite you to do is to get that free How to Get Over It workshop, to download it, and to do it with friends. Of course, you can do it by yourself, but do it with friends. Same with these classes. Re-listen to them with friends. You can pause and you can discuss amongst yourselves. With the free forgiveness workshop, there are actual things for you to do. There's also the A Course in Miracles app. You can use it to set reminders in your day, throughout your day, to remind you to focus on your goal, to be the truth, to know the truth. And these are all free tools for you. I encourage you, please take advantage of them. Tell your friends about them. And if you're interested in coming into a class with me in just a week or two, maybe just about 2 weeks, 10 days, I'm going to be offering my Finding Freedom Spiritual Bootcamp class again. I will talk about that in our class on Saturday. And then January 1st, we start my year-long Masterful Living course. And registration is open. It'll open in November for Masterful Living 2017. And registration closes in early January when the classes start. And so if you're interested in that, get in early, register early, and give yourself that gift of walking through the whole year with me in my year-long Masterful Living course. It's an amazing, powerful, transformational community of people that are doing exactly what I'm talking about here today. And yes, well, there are so many wonderful resources that we offer at livingacoursemiracles.com and jenniferhadley.com, including study group support. So I encourage you to make the most of those things and share them with friends. All right. And don't forget my self-love and extreme pampering retreat in Bangkok in November. Not in Bangkok, in Thailand. In Thailand. It's going to be beautiful. All right. So I'm going to invite you to take a breath here. And also, if you'd like to make a contribution or a donation, invite the Holy Spirit to guide you. If that's your guidance, to what is the contribution to make to support these free classes. And for all those people who have written to me to tell me how much these classes mean to them, thank you. Thank you so much. Your kind words mean a lot to me. So we take a breath of love and gratitude here with our hand on our heart. We are grateful and thankful to say yes to the higher Holy Spirit self. We're saying yes to the Holy Spirit doing the heavy lifting of releasing, resolving, and dissolving any and all negative patterns of lack, attack, limitation, and separation. We open our heart, we rise up in our mind, and we are grateful to remember and recognize our mind is the mind of God, and we're setting ourselves free. We're loving ourselves free. We are grateful and thankful to put the Holy Spirit in charge. We are grateful and thankful to let the Holy Spirit decide. We are choosing the highest and best, most loving choices in each and every moment. This is our strong determination. We are grateful and thankful to accept the healing, to allow the healing, and to let it be. We share the benefits with all beings because we are one with them. In gratitude, we know it's done, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you. I sure do love you. Mwah. This is Jennifer Hadley again. I invite you to remember that your dedication to your life of love is the best gift that you can share with the world. Love is the only healer, and it's always available to you for the asking. Remember, too, that you cannot have that which you're unwilling to share. Share the love today. Love out loud, and know that all boats rise on this holy tide of love. Thank you for joining us. Please go to jenniferhadley.com for more tools and practical loving support every day.